بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انا انزلناه في ليله القدر صدق الله العظيم Before we commence the talk, humble appeal is made again to all our brothers, inshallah, to fill in the masjid area first, then the sahan area, and kindly make sure that your car is not obstructing any person who may wish to leave. There may be some people, doctors, and others have other programs that they have to attend to, so somebody might want to leave, so please make sure that we just check our vehicle if we think we're not correctly parked or somebody might just want to leave. One hour, please. Alhamdulillah, firstly, if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has been so kind that Allah ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan, and we have now reached the climax of Ramadan, so as to say. This 27th night of Ramadan, it has been the experience of many people in the past, even in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, that it happened to be Laylatul Qadr night. And so many years it used to be Laylatul Qadr, through the experience of the mashayikh and ahlullah, awliyaullah, that somehow it became very significant. And as we had mentioned previously, that Laylatul Qadr night is not fixed for the 27th night. Could have been 21st, 23rd, 25th, it can still be the 29th night from the odd nights. And we had discussed this in detail. But normally, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the 27th night, the masajid are packed capacity. You can see, alhamdulillah, with Allah's fadl tonight here. And every other masjid will be full. Now, through so many people coming, so many people begging, and so many making tawbah, istighfar, Allah ta'ala self-forgives. Allah ta'ala is not bound by any particular night. However, Allah has given us Laylatul Qadr night so that we may benefit from the significance and the merits and the rewards of that night. So we make dua that Allah ta'ala bless us with Laylatul Qadr night. Allah bless all of us. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the tawfiq of listening to the Qur'an in Majid from the beginning till the end. In the most beautiful manner by these ulama and hafazi kiram, may Allah ta'ala accept their efforts. May Allah strengthen them. May Allah ta'ala make them maqbool. It is not an easy job to stand here on the Musalla, as we have mentioned previously. It is a very daunting task. Extremely difficult. Person can learn his door whole day, and he comes on a Musalla, and anything can happen. And of course, so we thank these Hufaz Ikram and Ulama. And of course, our Musallis, who very patiently listen to the Qur'an and Majid, even though many don't understand the meaning. But because of love of the Qur'an you have come here for the entire month. Now this does not mean that now the Qur'an is over. You would have noticed in every khatam we make, immediately after Surah Nas, we start Surah Fatiha again, and Alif Lam Mim Surah Baqarah, and we stop at Muflihun. This shows us that now we have to still carry on the Qur'an Sharif reading. And we still have another 2 or 3 nights Taraweeh. So many times it happens after 27 night, person finished khatam, over, and he thinks it's chutti the next 2 or 3 nights. No. Allah Ta'ala wants us to show him how genuine we are, how sincere we are. And throughout the month of Ramadan, we have heard a similar theme, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us everything we need. Especially in this country. Especially in this country. When you meet the Muslims of the world, different parts of the world, especially when you go to Haramain Sharifain, you see their poor conditions, their hard conditions, and they are able to endure difficult conditions. We are very soft-natured people, in the sense we can't make that type of qurbani and sacrifice. Allah has given us so much of comfort. Allah has given us so much of comfort. And Allah has been so kind to us in this country. Allah has been so kind that we have got so many masajid. We've got so many madari, so many makatib,
So many ulama you can't even count anymore. So many people making the effort of deen, da'wat and tabligh. You've got so many mashayikh. You've got so many muftis. And mashallah, the people in this country have this zeal and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah s.a.w. and for the Qur'an Majid. May Allah ta'ala increase us in this ni'mat. And may Allah ta'ala bless our forefathers who came into this country and made that fikr of deen. And they build the masajid and they build the madaris and maktabs and afternoon madrasa. May Allah ta'ala give all of them jazai khair. And may Allah brighten the qabrs. They had made a real sacrifice. I wonder who was the first person who started the first madrasa in this country. How much of sawab he must be getting today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tonight's tarawih, as the Hufaz were reading, my mind went to almost every surah that we heard. And of course, we are not going to give the tafsir because tonight is not a night for bayan. They say, kamiyabi kaam se hota hai. No ki husn kalam se. Person wants success. It is done. How is success attained? Through kaam, through effort. We got some work to do tonight. Some practical work. We have heard enough theory. Practical work now. Tonight we just have to press that button and beg and beg and beg and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a night of tawbah. It is a night to really draw and pull from the heavens. So in every verse, in every surah, you just look at one or two verses. Right from the beginning we heard surah al-duha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Rasulullah of the favors upon him, and Allah says, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. Allah directs our attention to what? Towards akhirat. That you have not been created for dunya. Every person who has come into this world has to leave this world. And how long you're going to live in this world? No person knows. Whilst we are seated here, nobody has got guarantee and can say, I'm going to live for another 10 years or 20 years. No person. When the child is born, the child does not know how long he's going to live in this world. So immediately, Allah directs our attention, draws our attention to akhirat. Akhirat is better for you than this dunya. In the next surah also, surah Alam Nashra, of course, the tafsir is vast meanings. I'm just giving just one or two points linked to the theme that we have been discussing all the time in the month of Ramadan. Showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning our attention to Allah ta'ala, no matter what our condition is. Tonight is a night for the gunegars like ourselves to shed those tears. It's an exclusive night for us. It's a special night. Allah wants all of us who are sinners. Allah wants us tonight. MashaAllah, the salihin, the pious people, they're making dua and tahajjud and ibadah the whole year, zikrullah and tasbih and so many things. They also get taraqqi and progress in these type of nights. But you and I, we are weak, bandas. Yes, we are weak. We try, we falter, we fall down. Somebody picks us up again. We try a little bit. We lose some courage. We fall down. Allah Ta'ala wants us. Allah tells Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Again, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Turn. Your inclination should be to your Allah, to your Rabb. The one who nurtured you, the one who sustained you, the one who cares about you, the one who worries about you, the one who loves you. Look at the next surah again. Allah talks about, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We mentioned yesterday, Allah has made man in the best of forms. The eyes we have, the nose, the tongue, the lips, the face, the hands, the feet, the liver, the heart, everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. How Allah Ta'ala has created us. Allah says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِرِينَ. Then we have lowered man to the lowest of all positions, to the ebb. Illa except الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except the person who has iman. And he does righteous deeds. That is what Allah wants from us. Allah wants us to believe in Allah. And Allah Ta'ala wants us to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah wants us to do righteous deeds, pious deeds. Allah wants us to become nek. Allah wants us to become pious servants. And the next surah again, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. The very first verses which were revealed. revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Quran and Majeed that we heard, it was revealed to the Ashraful Anbiya, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashraf, most honorable. Biwasiyatati Ashrafil Malaika, through the medium of the greatest of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Fi Ashrafi Biqa'il Ard, in the most sacred of lands, Makkah and Medina. And in the most Ashraf, the most honorable month of Ramadan. And who he sent it to? Ashraful Makhluqat, the best of Allah's creation, mankind. So Allah said, read, what must you read? Some novel? Some story book? No, Allah says, اقرأ باسم ربك, in the name of your Rabb, again Rabb, الذي خلقك. The very first thing man thinks about, who created me? I'm a creation. Somebody created me. Who is it? My Rabb. And Allah goes on to explain how he created man. Look at the next surah. إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And this is the night of Qadr, inshaAllah, if Allah wills. Allah says, we revealed this Quran in the night of power. So this Quran in Majid is our book of guidance. We can never abandon this book. We have to read this kitab every single day of our lives. There can never be a day in the life of a believer where he forgets to read Quran Sharif. We abandon the Quran. We have to read the Quran properly. We have to make attempts, learn how to recite the Quran, and learn the meaning of the Quran. Then in the next surah, Surah Al-Bayyinah, there again Allah talks about Jahannam, Allah talks about Jannat. But the Jannat is for who? ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. The one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ought to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense that if we are going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we're going to be obstinate, arrogant, don't care. We don't care about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do as we wish. Whatever our nafs tells us, whatever our desires commands us, whatever our passions and whims and fancies dictate to us, we just become slaves of those passions and desires and egos. And we don't bother about what Allah and Rasul say. That's not for us, that's for others, ma'adallah. How are we going to get the khashid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How then are we going to get the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah wants us to fear Him in the sense that Allah wants us to obey Him. Allah loves us. In the next surah, Surah Al-Zilzal, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, we do action in this world, Allah never oppresses any person on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever good you have done, whatever bad you have done, even if it is equivalent to the weight of an atom, tiny little atom, negligible, small action you did, good or bad, yara, you will see it in front of you. Nothing will be hidden, it will be open. And you will be amazed. And you will be shocked that small little action I did, that little small good action, and Allah has brought it forward to me. That little bad action I did, nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will show it to you. Then in Surah Al-Adiyat, Allah talks about the loyalty of the war horses. Very lengthy tafsir we have heard previously. How they are so loyal to their master. On the instruction of the master, they actually are prepared to give their lives, sacrifice their lives, and go into the thick of the battle. Amidst the flashing of the steel of the weapons. Because the master has commanded the horse, you must gallop. The horse goes right into the thick of the battle. And Allah tells us there, but insan is so ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've given you everything you wish. I've given you iman. I've given you Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as your Nabi. Do you know the Anbiya of the past? They desired to be part of this ummah. They desired to be part of this ummah. Allah has made us the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Qari'ah, again Allah talks about the criteria of success in the akhirat. Allah says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. When our a'mal will be weighed, good and bad. If our good deeds is heavy, then you will be in bliss and happiness. But if that side of the scale is light, it is outweighed, then the person goes into the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us. Allah, therefore we have this night again. Therefore, Allah protect us from narun hamiya, from the blazing fire. As I mentioned previously, our job is not to make people scared. Allah does not want us to become so overwhelmed with fear that now we say, no, I can't practice. Allah has given us the ability and Allah will help us. Who brought us to the masjid? Who made us see this Ramadan right till the 27th night? Allah Ta'ala brought us right till here. And Allah will push us over. Allah will make us successful. We can't do on our own. But we have to be sincere. We have to turn our attention to Allah Ta'ala. We have to beg Allah Ta'ala. We have to cry to Allah. We have to love our Allah. We have to recognize our Allah. We cannot become consumed in this dunya. We have mentioned many verses already about dunya. When man comes into this world, he has necessities, he has needs, he has to live, he has to survive, he has to eat, he has to feed his family. But what happens? He begins to amass wealth. And that makes him negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says that the person will see Jahannam. And when he sees Jahannam, it won't just be knowledge about how intense the fire is. It will be a reality. May Allah save us. Allah says, Allah will question you on every bounty He gave you in this world. Ulama write that even that cold glass of water, a glass of cold water that person drank on a hot summer's day, you drank that, Allah will question you. How did you obtain that water? After gaining that water, did you praise me? Did you thank me? And after drinking the water, did you do those actions that would please me? Or you gain some strength to disobey me? That one glass of water, there must known du'as to be recited. Black van, Isuzu, ND 448480. 448480. Kindly remove your vehicle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on and Allah explains in various surahs. Allah says, wal asr. Allah takes an oath on time. Imagine Allah ta'ala, who is the creator of time, controller of time, He doesn't have to take an oath on anything. He doesn't need to take an oath, but He has taken an oath. The main reason is that He shows us the importance of the thing upon which He has taken an oath, and He has a message, an underlying message after that. Wal asri, Allah takes a qasam on time. In other words, we should not be wasting time. We think that we have a lot of time in this world. And when we grow old, then we will do this, then we will do that, then we'll change our lives, then we'll read namaz, then we'll go for hajj. My respected youth especially, life is not in our control. The time that Allah has given us is an amanat. It is an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, whilst we are young, let us spend our time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it not happen a person is overtaken by some illness, some sickness, he gets a stroke, he gets some disease, and then he's unable to do good actions. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. If in a person's youth, a person is obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes his salah, zakat, hajj. If after some time, as he grows older, he's unable to do that amount of deeds he did in his youth, Allah still rewards him in that old age. Allah still rewards him in that old age. Then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Humazah, Allah talks about Jahannam and Allah talks about man, alladhi jama'a malahu wa addada. Only one thing, he is counting his pennies. Closes the tijori, or closes the shop, he's got his nice bundle there, it's gone, and he's just counting and counting and counting. Alladhi jama'a malahu wa addada. What he thinks? يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ He thinks this wealth will make him live in this world forever and ever. Allah says, كَلَّا never. Impossible. You will still be counting and counting and counting, and suddenly you see the knock on the door. Who's there? Malakul Maut has come. And it's all over. Allah talks about in Surah Fil, how Allah Ta'ala, His power, His Qudrat, how He destroyed the entire army of Abraha, and how He completely destroyed them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power. Allah can destroy any person He wishes. Allah has given us these surahs for us to ponder. In Surah Quraysh, how easy He made the life of the Quraysh. Their journeys to Syria, their journeys to Yemen. Has not Allah ta'ala done the same for us? Made our life so easy with the afiyat. We open the tap, water is running. Morning we are breathing fresh air. Masjid carpets, aircon, fans, comfort. Allah has made our life so easy for us. And therefore again, in the next surah again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the person who rejects the day of Qiyamah. I mentioned last night, we believe in the day of Qiyamah, it's part of our iman. But our actions, the way we carry on in life, as though we're going to live forever, and as though there's no Qiyamah, there's no day of reckoning. Because we cheat, we deceive people, we do them down. So we have no khawf of Allah Ta'ala that one day we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to give an account of our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we turn, direct our attention to Allah Ta'ala, we please Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have given you al-khayr al-kathir, abundant good, and the fountain, the whole the kawthar. If we are obedient servants of Allah, we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't bring any innovations in deen, we do exactly what Rasulullah taught us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give us the beautiful time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own Mubarak hands, he will give us water from the Hawd al-Kawthar. Say Ameen. And then right then Allah Ta'ala then talks about, there's no compromise in deen. We don't need to feel embarrassed about our deen. We should be proud about our deen. The kuffar is to come, okay, one year we'll worship your Allah, the next year you worship our idols. Allah said, no. لا أعبد ما تعبد. I do not worship, but you worship. And then, لكم دينكم ولي دين. You go your way, I go my way. We can't compromise in deen. Shariat is shariat. Some of the ulama made. Ulama don't make their laws. There are many people out there who try and give such a tarnished image of ulama. Allah forgive them. We got no time now. We have to guide the ummah. We have to save the ummah, save ourselves and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the fire of Jahannam. We've got so much of work to do. We got no time to fight and argue. If a person does not want to practice on something of deen, now he'll use his own knowledge and own logic, his own warped mind, and he'll try and convince people and mislead them. Why do we do that? What are you going to get? Are you going to get some bigger titles, more degrees? You going to get some fame? Allah protect us. May Allah make us true leaders. Really, it's a very, very challenging position. It's a very great responsibility. We have to always make dua. Allah make us be on haqq and hidayat and make us make the people become a means of hidayat for the people. Allah don't make us be astray and then become a means of people going astray. Allah give us that ikhlas. Allah give us sincerity. Our eyes should never be on the pockets of people. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali should mention, I should think beginning, why we keep on saying that Alhamdulillah, nobody is filling my pockets or anything. Yes, people who out of muhabbat and love will give some hadiyah. Because this is a lesson for all of us. Whatever we do for deen must be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for that rich man and that person who has done some favor. So then when he comes to ask you some fatwa, then you start mending and changing that fatwa. Allah save us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about even his family people, Abu Lahab, his uncle, that when he rejected deen, and he disobeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made his two sons divorce the two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his wife, she used to place thorn in the pathway of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we read those tafsir, we become angry. But Allah Ta'ala dealt with them and Allah Ta'ala gave them Jahannam. And therefore Rasulullah ﷺ would tell his own daughter Fatima, who he loved so dearly, oh Fatima, in this dunya I am your father. I will go all out for you, whatever you require. But for your akhirat, you got to work on your own. He tells his aunt Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha also, that oh my aunt, I am your nephew. In this dunya we have some relationship. You've got some right over me. I'm going to maintain the relationship. سَأَبُلُّهَا بِبِلَالِهَا. But akhirat, أَنْقِذِي نَفْسَكِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala talks about His Qudrat. Allah talks about His oneness. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. What a beautiful surah we gave the explanation the other day after Fajr. And Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, the Mu'awwadhatain. where Allah talks about His oneness. He's the Rabb of the Falaq, He's the Rabb of the people, He's Rabb, He's our nurturer, He's our protector. Allah Ta'ala loves us. Believe this, put it in, right into the deep recesses of your heart that my Allah loves me. Allah never turns His nigah from any of His makhluk. Allah loves us. The problem is we're not looking towards Allah Ta'ala. We're looking the other way around and we expect Allah Ta'ala just to pull us towards Him. Allah can do it if He wishes. If you look at history, people who were the biggest of sinners, when you read the kitabs, what a sin this man committed. But when he turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slightly he turned. And the turning was genuine. That's the important thing. Even if it's just slight, we're changing, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our sincerity and then Allah ta'ala gives us hidayat. We saw the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. What most of them were before they accepted Islam. Unbelievable things they would do. Imagine taking your beautiful daughter and actually burying her alive. Putting her in that hole. And she's screaming and yelling and saying, please, spare my life, please, please. Oh my father, I love you. And the man has that type of courage to take the sand and to just push it down her face and push her into that hole and cover that hole up. Over small and petty things they would fight for years. You know, when our children are born, babies, what is the first thing we do? We give adhan, we make tahniq. We rub some khajur on the palate of the child. These people in the past, in the jahiliyyah, the first thing they should do, give the child some sharab, some khamar, some wine to drink. This was the way of life. Zina, riba, gambling, cheating, looting. But Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat. What did they become? You and I can try and try and try. We can't even reach even the dust of any sahabi's shoes. They became shining stars. Praise upon praise in the Quran for them. All the sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar Farooq. Sayyidina Usman Ghani. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. I had brought something to discuss, but I don't think. Something very interesting I came across this morning. Maybe later on in the night, inshallah, Allah will give us tawfiq. It's a very inspiring incident. Nonetheless, so many of the awliya Allah, who we say, rahmatullahi alayhi, rahmatullahi alayhi, some of them were thieves. Some of them were drunkards. Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, Akbar Kurdi rahmatullahi alayhi, Fadil bin Ayaz rahmatullahi alayhi. Most of them, what type of past they had. One verse they heard, changed their life. Something smaller, Bishr Hafi. He kissed that kalima on the street he found. He was drunk. One of them who was drunk, he saw that kalima written. He put some ether on it, placed it. He had some respect for it. Allah decided to forgive him. This deen of ours is sacred. Latch on to it. Latch on to it. We have many ulama. Latch on to the ulama who we have some type of munasabat with. Who we can talk to. Who link us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we not have that in this masjid? Now we can go on and on and lament. Let us be honest how much we miss Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali on these occasions. But this is life. We all have to leave this world. There's a lesson in all this. That even a Nabi has to leave this world. A Wali has to leave this world. All of us have to leave this world. But how, in what condition are we going to leave this world? What a beautiful moth we had seen, we have heard about. Something for us to be proud of. It was our Maulana, our Shaykh, our Hazrat, our Imam. And what a moth he had. Look at his life. Look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. Look at the life of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the sunnahs. There's only beauty in it. There's only beauty in it. It only brings the nur in your heart. How many Ramadans we made promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All of us. I'm the weakest sitting here. How many promises we made last year? We cried. We made dua that now we're going to read over 5 times salat. And look at the entire year. How many people are here for Fajr Salat? In all our masajid. For the rest of the Salat. Are we playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah doesn't play games with us. Allah gives us chances, respite. Aren't we causing pain and hurt to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who cried for us? At least one thing we get right this Ramadan. One thing. Ya Allah, I am going to continue my 5 times Salat. That is a promise, a resolution all of us make. Say, inshallah. And we will encourage our other brothers also, who may be weak. Never look down upon any person. I've emphasized this, I don't know how many times. Don't look down upon any person. Only Allah knows who's pious, only Allah knows whose heart is clean. Yes. Doesn't mean a person doesn't need namaz and say, now, I don't have to worry. No, we have to encourage the person. But at least one thing we get right, our salat. Our masjids must be full like how it is tonight. If you just look in the back, it's full. It gives us such happiness, such happiness. And this is when Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes down. This is when Allah sees my bandha, they're turning to me. I won't make them suffer anymore. I won't make them go anymore mujahada. Allah Ta'ala will open the doors. And I mentioned previously, when we knock on somebody's door, checks who's there, oh, this Morana is here now. Again he'll knock, and maybe check on the people. Slowly it'll open, the small child will open, whatever. When Allah Ta'ala opens his doors, not opening slightly, it opens wide open. It's wide open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just gives and gives and gives. There is no shortcomings, nothing. Allah's khazana is full. We have a habit. Hey, Mawlana, you're a buzrug man, you make dua for me. No. Everyone is a buzrug, inshallah. Everyone has the ability to cry and beg from Allah Ta'ala. We don't know whose dua is accepted, when it is accepted. I will end up with the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which I find very, very inspiring. We heard many times in his masjid. Just to give us some hope. When there was drought in the time of Bani Israel, and Allah Ta'ala says, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you see, all your people have assembled here. Amongst them, there's one person who is a grave sinner. And because of him, I have sent this drought, and no rain is coming. Until he does not remove himself from this gathering, I am not going to send down any rain. Musa alayhi salam makes this announcement, please, whoever you are, move away from this gathering. Because of you, we are not getting any rain. And everybody is suffering. The human beings are suffering. The animals are suffering. Nobody moves from that gathering. Everybody is seated. And the person who was the culprit, or the person who was a sinner, he cried in his heart. Genuine, sincere crying. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, don't embarrass me. I acknowledge what I have done is wrong. Ya Allah, you forgive me. Don't take away my izzat in front of my Nabi, in front of my friends. Allah Ta'ala sent down rains. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is shocked. Ya Allah, you inform me that some person in my community, my ummah, because of him I haven't sent down any rain. And until he does not move away from this gathering, I won't send down any rain. Nobody has moved. I can't understand. Allah says, oh Musa, it is because of the same person that I did not send rain, now I'm sending down rain. It's because of the same man. He has made such a tawbah to me that I have accepted. Now because of his tawbah, I am giving all of you rain. It's mentioned in some kitab, Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, show me who is that person. Now look at Allah Ta'ala, how beautiful, how loving Allah is, how. Allah says, oh Musa, when the man committed sin, I did not expose him. Why should I embarrass him now and humiliate him now? I conceived his fault. He's made tawbah. That's it between me and him. We have a connection with Allah Ta'ala. We have a direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. Oh, mothers and sisters listening at home also. We don't have time. All of us have to make this real tawbah istighfar and cry. In the whole month of Ramadan, what we did? Tilawat of Quran. And taqwa. We heard bayan taqwa, 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 benefits of taqwa. What is taqwa? Detailed bayan we heard before Ramadan, in Ramadan, we continue hearing till Qiyamah. And the important thing is tawbah. Go back home tonight with these three T's. Tilawat of the Quran, we don't leave. Taqwa, we have to always bring in our life. And tawbah, tawbah and istighfar. Inshallah, we have these things. Allah Ta'ala has given us this Ramadan. Few days are left. Let us not spoil it. We have accumulated nur, our hearts. We enjoyed the Tarawih. We enjoyed Tilawat. We enjoyed coming to the masjid. We enjoyed the iftar. We enjoyed the programs. We enjoyed the dhikrullah. We accumulated nur in our hearts. We are feeling so different. We don't feel like doing anything wrong. Now after accumulating that nur, we'll be so foolish now to let out all the nur and just get it wasted. We got the nur. All we're going to do is preserve it. Just preserve it. And add more nur to it. That's all. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll have dhikrullah. We'll have dua inshallah. And inshallah after that we'll announce the next program. We didn't write anything on the board. We said just see how it goes inshallah. According to the time and how time we finish. Then we'll have time for break also inshallah. And we'll come back to the masjid. Tonight most of the people will be remaining in the masjid. But please, my respected brothers and elders, let us not make noise. Keep the adab of the masjid. Every janazah, every nikah. After the janazah, after the nikah, yes, we're going to meet people. We can meet. But we make such a noise as though this is not a masjid. This is a sacred place, the place of ibadah, the people making i'tikaf. They made such a sacrifice for us today that they had to remove the tents to accommodate all the extra people who are coming today. Now they also, they have spent their time. They can't come out of the masjid. They also got to eat something. They got to rest. They got to, the entire night they're making ibadat. There'll be many others who'll be sitting here almost the entire night. So we'll take a break. We will rest also. But let us not make noise. Let us not give taklif and inconvenience any person. No fighting, quarreling, shouting. Shall I meet on Eid day nicely, everybody? Now we're going to meet you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make salam kalam, but let's not go too much of dunya discussions. How's the wepar? How's this? How's that? Leave everything out now. Now our wepar, our tijarat is akhirat. And we have to be genuine, sincere. Let us not look again at the next person, his weakness, that we all are the weakest. And we need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we have the dhikr, inshallah, Hafiz Safwan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mera dil badal de, mera dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza jaye mola dil badal de. Raho beta main apne sar jhuka kar, surur sa ata kar dil badal de. Mera dil badal de, mera dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, awa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Tera ho ja itni aarzu hai, bas itni hai tamanna dil badal de. Tera ho ja itni aarzu hai, bas itni hai tamanna dil badal de.
meri faryad sun le mere mola bana le apna banda dil badal de mera dil badal de mera dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de hawa o hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de karo qurban apni sari khushiyan tu apna gham ata kar dil badal de bas ik faryad sun le mere mola meri faryad sun le mere mola bana le apna banda dil badal de juhudi dar tera roz mehshar tu dekhe muskura kar dil badal de mera dil badal de mera dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de hawa o hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de
Respected brothers and elders, we have mentioned many, many, many times now, dhikrullah is something to be made every single day of our life, at home, in solitude, we sit one place and we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here it is ta'aleem purposes to, just to show us how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind ourselves to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say la ilaha, we are negating, we're taking, making nafi of all those things in our heart, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything which is besides Allah, all the ghairullah, we take out from our hearts. The anger, the pride, the malice, the jealousy, the love of dunya. That pretty woman who we admire all the time, which is not our mahram, which is haram for us. Person is caught in that illicit relationship and he's being drawn towards zina. We sing la to all those things. And we say illallah. We fill our heart with only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we take the name of Allah, we don't have to scream and take the name of Allah. Say it in a beautiful way. We're calling our beloved. In dunya, when you call your beloved, you'll use the most beautiful voice. Even if you've got a frog's voice, you'll try and make it most beautiful. Allah's name is so soothing, so soothing, so soothing. So take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full dhyan, concentration. Now, we remove everything else out of our heart. Only Allah, only Allah, only Allah. We said the Ruh Sharif three times. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, la ilaha illa Allah, محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. La ilaha إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله. Let us sit comfortably, inshallah. Let's not worry about how long the dua is. We need to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got needs. We've got hajat, we are all are beggars. Just contemplate and think now, it's the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance now. Beg what you want now, we want to be safe from the fire of Jahannam, we want entry into Jannat. At that moment, how will we beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? We will cry and cry and cry. Just like that picture, oh, we are the multazam, and there's nobody there, Allah has given us a chance, and we have attached ourselves to the multazam. And now we are crying and we pour our heart out. Let's not look at the next person, what he'll say. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a time for shedding those tears. Allah loves those tears. Allah loves those tears. We've got ulama, we've got hufaz, elderly people there, pious people there, mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, so many others listening. And all of them, all of us, every one of us, we are searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu? Somebody asked me, what am I desiring? I'm desiring my Allah. I'm looking for my Allah. I want my Allah. I love my Allah. I'm knocking at the door of my Allah. I want my Allah to open the door. When my Allah will open the door, my Allah will call me in. We must become lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night, this is my plea, this is my desire, that Allah becomes mine, I become His. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم. يا حي يا قيوم. برحمتك نستغيث. برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله. ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا رحمن يا رحيم. يا مالك يا كريم. يا مغني يا صمد. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته
ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان، اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، وجعلنا من الراشدين، وجعلنا من المهديين، وجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim Allah, my most generous Allah, my most kind Allah, my most compassionate Allah. Ya Allah, you are too beautiful, my Allah. Your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Your name is so soothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما. یا اللہ تو بتا ہم کہاں جائیں. یا اللہ where else can we go to my Allah. یا اللہ tonight is the 27th night of Ramadan. یا اللہ you alone know best if it is Laylatul Qadr or not my Allah. یا اللہ if it is Laylatul Qadr bless us with Laylatul Qadr my Allah. یا اللہ bless each and every one of us with Laylatul Qadr my Allah. یا اللہ this last gathering یا اللہ. Ya Allah, they have come here not for any dunya reasons, my Allah. There are no gold coins, there's no money being distributed here, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come here, my Allah, solely for your pleasure. You have brought us here, my Allah. You have brought us here to your masjid. Our mothers and sisters and so many others are listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got one hope, my Allah. One hope, my Allah. That tonight you are going to pardon us, my Allah. Tonight you're going to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight you're going to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. You are Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. You are Afu, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not Muhtaj, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. You are full of praise, my Allah. We can praise you day and night, my Allah. We can use all the trees in the world as pens, my Allah. And all the oceans as ink, my Allah. And we can sit and write and write and write and write your praises, my Allah. Still, we will not be able to complete your praises, my Allah. The ink will run dry. The pens will break, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will still not be able to praise you as you ought to be praised, my Allah. And therefore, my Allah, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. You are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen, my Allah. All praise is due to you, my Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, you are Samad, my Allah. You are Beniaz, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum sarapa muhtaj hai. We are your slaves, my Allah. We are your servants, my Allah. We are your filthy servants, my Allah. Head to toe, we are drenched in guna, my Allah. We have committed the worst of crimes, my Allah. The most terrible of sins, my Allah. The worst of offenses, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, my Allah. We committed major sins, my Allah. We committed minor sins also, my Allah. So many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, there was no frown on our face, my Allah. We didn't bother and we didn't care that you were watching, my Allah. We didn't have any taqwa, my Allah. We had no khashiyat and fear, my Allah. We didn't bother. At that time, you could have sent your azab upon us, my Allah. At that time, you could have disfigured us, my Allah. At that time, you could have snatched away our iman, my Allah. At that time, you could have done and you could have humiliated and embarrassed us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you concealed those sins, my Allah. You are out of your karam, my Allah. Out of your kindness and love for us, my Allah. You are ghaffar al-dhunub. You are sattar al-uyub. Ya Allah, you do not expose us, my Allah. You do not embarrass us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you. We angered you. We displeased you. But my Allah, you still covered up for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you still covered our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we beg you again, my Allah. You are malik al-mulk. You are zal arsh al-majid. The arsh is yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the possessor, the owner of the arsh, my Allah. You are the possessor of the skies and the sun and the moon, my Allah. And the earth, my Allah. Angels are yours, my Allah. They are in your control, my Allah. The jinnat are in your control, my Allah. Mankind is in your control, my Allah. The animals are in your control. The birds in the sky are in your control. The insects are in your control. Ya Allah, the rivers are in your control. The oceans are in your control. The mountains are in your control. Every sand particle in your control. Ya Allah, every planet in your control. Dunya belongs to you. Akhirah belongs to you. Jannat is yours. Jahannam belongs belongs to you. Everything you have created, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Not even a speck of dust can be hidden from you, my Allah. Your knowledge encompasses everything, my Allah. That leaf that is shed from the tree, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have knowledge of the tree. You have knowledge of that leaf also, my Allah. Ya Allah, the tiny little black ant, my Allah. In the dark night, under the black rock, my Allah. Ya Allah, you hear the footsteps of that ant, my Allah. You know exactly where that ant is, my Allah. And you even provide for that ant, my Allah. You provide for billions and billions of your creation, my Allah. You are so kind, my Allah. You are so generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are, there is nobody who is more greater than you, my Allah. You are not weak, my Allah. You are not ajiz, my Allah. You are qawi, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai, hum bikari ban ke aaye hai. Ya Allah, we are at your doorstep, my Allah. A dog goes from butcher to butcher, my Allah. If we chase away from one butcher, it goes to another butcher. Just one piece of meat, my Allah, or just one bone, my Allah, from one butcher to the other butcher, it is kicked, it is pushed away, finally it goes to one butcher, finally it gets one bone, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not going from butcher to butcher, my Allah. We are not going from door to door, my Allah. There is no other door for us besides your door. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Ya Allah, we ran away from you, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. We ran away from your masjid, my Allah. We ran away from your salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ran away from giving zakat, my Allah. We ran away from hajj, my Allah. We ran away from ibadat, my Allah. We went towards shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we realize our mistake, my Allah. We realize our mistake, our folly, my Allah. We have come back to you, my Allah. There is no escape from you, but towards you again, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards you, Allah. Ya Allah, we have come, my Allah. Ya Allah, you mentioned in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh my beloved servants, you those who have wronged themselves, those who have done wrong, they've committed offenses, they've committed vice and evil and sins, do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, with such beautiful emphasis, such a beautiful manner. Ya Allah, you emphasize that you are most forgiving. You are most merciful. Ya Allah, you will love to forgive. Therefore, we have raised these begging bowls, my Allah. These bowls are attached to our bodies, my Allah. There are cracks in it, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our begging bowls today, my Allah. Don't deprive any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbatan nasuha to you, my Allah. Am nadim hai, am sharminda hai. We committed the most worst of sins, my Allah. We acknowledge, we confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are iqrari mujrim, my Allah. Tawbah, ya Allah. We are asking you for tawbah, my Allah. Just one glance of your mercy, my Allah. Just one glance of your mercy, Allah. Ya Allah, you look towards us, my Allah. We know besides us, you've got billions and billions other creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that, my Allah. You don't need any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but besides you, we've got no other person, my Allah. We've got no other person, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the kings are fast asleep, my Allah. All the presidents are fast asleep. Namatil muluk, waqad ahlaku abwabahum. They have shut their doors, my Allah. Any person goes to their palace now, the guard will chase them away. The guard will say, don't come now, come tomorrow, come some other time, make some appointment. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَمْ. But the door of Ya Allah, your door, you are all living, my Allah. You are eternal, my Allah. You are hayy and qayyum, my Allah. You are self-subsistent, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. You are muhtaj, my Allah. You are the loving Allah, the kind Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah. You don't sleep, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't experience death, my Allah. Slumber doesn't overtake you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will always be. You are baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your makhluk. You are khaliq. You are our raziq. We are marzuq, my Allah. You are ma'bud. We are your ibad. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We have abandoned the sins, my Allah. We feel embarrassed and ashamed of ourselves, my Allah. That we committed those terrible gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise to you tonight. Ya Allah, we have held our hands together, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you. Ya Allah, we take qasam upon qasam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make that firm promise, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will never go back to those sins again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's nobody else who can forgive us. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us, my Allah, If you don't forgive us, my Allah, on such a Mubarak night, my Allah, on such a Mubarak occasion, my Allah, Ya Allah, after the khatam of the Quran in Tarawih, my Allah, Ya Allah, after Zikrullah, my Allah, Ya Allah, after keeping Rosa, my Allah, Ya Allah, after making whatever little ibadat we made, my Allah, after raising our hands, my Allah, if you turn away from us tonight, my Allah, then we are shattered, my Allah. We've got no hopes in, my Allah. Then we are miserably failures, my Allah. Then we are going to fail miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, what are we going to do, my Allah? Show us what must we do, my Allah. Where can we go, my Allah? There is no other person, my Allah. You are our ilah. You are Rabbul Alameen, my Allah. Forgive our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Forgive our brothers, my Allah. Everyone who is here tonight, my Allah. Ulama-i Kiram, Ufaz-i Kiram. Ya Allah, they recited Tarawih, my Allah. Accept the Tarawih. To the barakat of that, my Allah. You have rahm upon us, my Allah. They are sick and elderly people, my Allah. They are sitting on chairs, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are sick people also amongst us, Ya Allah. They are Ufaz-i Kiram, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are young, masoom children here, my Allah. So many have kept every roza so far, my Allah. They have come for Tarawih, my Allah. Listen to their pleas, my Allah. Listen to their cries, my Allah. Allah, our hearts have become so heavy, my Allah. Our hearts have become so hard, my Allah. Our hearts have become so blackened, my Allah, that we can't even shed one tear out of your fear anymore, my Allah. We can't shed those tears of repentance, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become corroded, my Allah. They have become rusted, my Allah. Ya Allah, because of our gunas, my Allah, there's no barakat in our lives anymore. There's no barakat in our time anymore. There's no barakat in our monies anymore. There's no barakat in our properties, my Allah. There's no barakat anymore in our properties, my Allah. No barakat in our belongings anymore. No barakat in our families anymore. There's no barakat in our lives, my Allah. There's only nahusat, my Allah. There's only evil around us, my Allah. We are caught up around evil, my Allah. When we go outside, it's evil. Inside, we have brought evil. Allah, hum napak hai. Our eyes have become napak. Our brains have become napak. Our thoughts have become filthy and napak. Our hearts have become napak. Our hands have become napak. We have become impure, my Allah. Our limbs have become napak. Ya Allah, we have come to you, my Allah. You are pak, my Allah. You are pak, my Allah. Your dhat is pak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are subhanak, Ya Allah. You are free from any faults, my Allah. And every fault, my Allah. You are free from all blemishes, my Allah. You've got no faults whatsoever, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings, my Allah. You've got no deficiencies, my Allah. You are pak, my Allah. You are absolutely pure, my Allah. You are that Qawi Allah. You are the most powerful Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't leave here unforgiven, my Allah. It's impossible, Ya Allah, we go away empty-handed, my Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inna Allah hayyun kareem. Ya Allah, you have got so much of haya in you. You are so generous. It is impossible that your banda raises his hand and you don't fill his hand. It is impossible you leave him empty-handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, your khazana is barpoor, my Allah. Your treasures are full, my Allah. You give and you give and you give. You bestow so many favors, my Allah. And nothing diminishes from your treasures, my Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, what will you lose tonight if you forgive us, my Allah? What will you lose, my Allah? You'll lose nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you'll lose nothing. Ya Allah, in fact, you will become happy to forgive us, my Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Lallahu afrahu bi tawbati abdi." That our Allah, Ya Allah, you will become more happier when a banda turns and makes tawbah to you. More happy than that person who has taken his camel with his belongings, gone to the desert and suddenly escaped from him without and taken all his belongings, his food, his water. This person loses all hope and takes some shade under a tree. He falls asleep thinking that now he's going to die out of starvation and hunger. He's got no means of transport. He's got no conveyance. He's got nothing to survive on. And he thinks now he's going to die because he can't find his camel anymore. Ya Allah, after some time, when he awakens, he finds his camel. He finds his belongings. How happy and excited he becomes. How overjoyed he becomes. Ya Allah, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah becomes even more happy than this man who has retrieved his camel. Then when his bandas turn to him, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, have rahm on this ummat, my Allah. Have rahm on us, my Allah. Ya Ya Allah, we are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are standing and we are falling again. We are collapsing, my Allah. We have got caught in this quagmire of sin, my Allah. Temptations all around us. Shaitan and nafs, my Allah. Shaitan is chained in Ramadan. What is going to happen after the Ramadan? Ya Allah, when Ramadan finishes, my Allah, the Eid moon will be sighted, my Allah. We'll be excited and overjoyed, my Allah. But shaitan will be released, my Allah. Again, nafs and shaitan, they will overpower us, my Allah. Allah, except if you help us, ya Allah. We need your raham, your glance of your karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, sabki toba qabool farma. Ya arhamar rahimin. Ya arhamar rahimin. Say, ya arhamar rahimin. Ya arhamar rahimin. Ya arhamar rahimin. Ya dal jalali wal ikram. Ya dal jalali wal ikram. Ya dal jalali wal ikram. Ya hannan. Ya mannan. Ya badi as-samawati wal ard. يا ذا العرش المجيد يا فعال لما يريد يا الله which name of yours must stay tonight my Allah يا الله inspire us my Allah give us that name of yours my Allah if we call you on that name my Allah you will answer us my Allah we ask you by your ismi azam my Allah we ask you by your beautiful names your asmaul husna your beautiful qualities my Allah يا الله اب تو يا الله زندگی بدل دے يا الله change our condition my Allah change our condition my Allah change our hearts my Allah we're tired of committing gunas we're tired of taking those drugs my Allah we're tired of zina and riba my Allah we're tired of filth my Allah lying and cheating and malice and backbiting we're tired of that pride and enmity my Allah we're tired of filth my Allah we're tired of looking at pornographic material my Allah we're tired of taking that alcohol my Allah don't take us towards that haram den again my Allah Allah pull us out from there my Allah draw us towards you my Allah Allah draw us towards you my Allah draw us towards you my Allah give us a taluk with you my Allah that bond with you my Allah that ma'iyati khasa my Allah that bond that will never break my Allah Ya Allah make us enjoy that ecstasy Ya Allah of the love of you my Allah Ya Allah give us that sharab of your love my Allah Ya Allah give us that goblet Ya Allah which is filled Ya Allah with the wine of your love my Allah fill our hearts with your ishq and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Ya Allah if you forgive us tonight my Allah our Rasulullah will become so happy my Allah Ya Allah, he cried for us day and night, my Allah. Ya Allah, thorns placed in his path. Camel's intestine placed on his back. Ya Allah, he still cried for his ummat, my Allah. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. Even when he passed away, my Allah. Sahaba-i-kiram who were burying him, my Allah. We have heard from the ulama that it is reported when Sahaba were burying him, they could hear him saying, Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. Ya Allah, day and night, in such a way, he used to cry and cry. His feet will become swollen. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, when Rasulullah made dua for, oh Allah, forgive Aisha all her past sins, all her future sins, all the sins she committed in public, in privacy, openly, or secretly, Allah forgive her completely. She became so happy, so happy. Rasulullah looked at Aisha, and he said, oh Aisha, you so happy? She said, why I shouldn't be happy? You the Nabi of Allah making this dua for me, Allah must forgive me. He said, oh Aisha, I take qasam in Allah. I make this dua for my entire ummah every single day. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, on Pool Sirat, Ya Allah, he will stand and watch every ummati of his goes by. And what will he say? Allahumma sallim. Allahumma sallim. Allahumma sallim. Ya Allah, take it easier, my ummah. Make it be easy for my ummati. Let him cross Pool Sirat. Save him from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, he cried and cried. He had a worry and concern for us, my Allah. Today we have discarded his sunnats, my Allah. We have thrown away his sunnats, my Allah. The level of iman has gone so weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we actually find faults in the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we find faults in the shariats, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to change and interpret the Quran with a new interpretation, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. We need hidayat, my Allah. Unite our hearts. Don't make us fight and quarrel, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can see what is happening around in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, Musliman are fighting Musliman today, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. If you forgive us, if you change our halat, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, he'll become happy, my Allah. Shaitan will become naraz. Otherwise, if you don't forgive us, my Allah, Shaitan will become happy. Because more people will join him in Jahannam, my Allah.
Save us from Jahannam, my Allah. Save our parents from Jahannam, my Allah. Save our wives and children from Jahannam. Save our progeny from Jahannam. Save our ulama and hufaz from Jahannam. Save our mashayikh, ya Allah. Our apas and asatiza. Our students, our friends, our relatives, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, entire ummah, especially the brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are sitting patiently, my Allah. Their legs are paining. Their hands are paining. Ya Allah, but they are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya may yara ma fi dhamiri wa yismahu. Anta al-mu'addu li kulli ma yutawakkahu. Ya may raja fi shadaid kulli yo. Ya man ilayhi al-mushtaka wal-mafza'u. Ya Allah, where else can we turn to, my Allah? Where else can we turn to, my Allah? In this Mubarak night, ya Allah. Ya Allah, how we wish we could hear some angel's voice saying that you are forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah. But we have read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the bandas make sincere tawbah, when they sit in a gathering, they take your name, my Allah. They read the Quran and teach the Quran, or they make your dhikr, my Allah. At the end of that gathering, ya Allah, you have got an angel who will announce, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Stand up in the condition, rise in the condition that Allah has forgiven you. Allah, change our sayyat into hasanat. Change all our evil deeds. Transform them into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah. Those angels who wrote those gunas, my Allah, make them forget about that guna, my Allah. Ya Allah, wipe those guna out from this book of deeds, my Allah. Obliterate it, my Allah. All those people on the earth who witnessed that guna being performed by us, my Allah, make them forget it, my Allah. Our limbs that committed that guna, make our limbs forget this guna. On the day of Qiyamah, make there be no witness against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maa farma. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya kareem. Tonight is a night for forgiveness, my Allah. You will love the tears of those who are sinners and they're shedding tears, ya Allah, out of your fear, out of hopes in you that you will forgive them, my Allah. Ya wasi' al-maghfira, ya wasi' al-fadl, ya basit al-yadini bir-rahma. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bir-rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا وأن ترزقنا العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. يا الله تو ما فرما. Forgive us, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. ہمارے دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا. Make us clean and pure, my Allah. Give us قلب سليم, يا الله. Give us a penitent heart, my Allah. Give us a قلب منيب, my Allah. Give us that heart that will always turn towards you, my Allah. Take us out of غفلت, my Allah. Take us out of بيچيني, يا الله. Take us out of depression, my Allah. Remove us from our sicknesses, my Allah. Remove us from our illnesses, my Allah. يا الله, remove us from our ill health, my Allah. يا الله, ہم کمزور ہیں. Make us strong, my Allah, physically, spiritually, mentally, my Allah. Ya Allah, pour your barakat from the skies, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us, ya Allah, abundant rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance be easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. We will fail, my Allah. Make us reach you to the path of ni'mat and shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true shakirin, true zakirin, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the maqbooleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such, my Allah. Eh, mere Mawla. Eh, mere Aqa. Ya Allah, make it be such that you love us, my Allah. And you announce to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, inni uhibbu fulanan, fa ahibba. Ya Allah, you announce to Jibreel that, oh Jibreel, I love that certain banda in this world. I love that certain bandi in this world. You also love them. Ya Allah, and then you tell Jibreel to announce in the skies, Ya Ahl as-Sama, oh angels, Allah loves a certain person. You too must love him. Then the people in the earth also begin to love him. And there's qabooliyat for that person. Ya Allah, do not make it happen that you hate us, my Allah. Do not make it happen that you despise us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it happen that you announce to Jibreel that, oh Jibreel, I hate that person in the world. You also begin to hate him. And then the angels also announce to him that they must hate that person. People in the earth begin to despise and hate that person. There's only humiliation and zillat for the person. Ya Allah, give us maqbooliyat, my Allah. Give us ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai. Ya Allah, we did not know in history any time, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if ummat was so pareshan, ya Allah. Ya Allah, oh brothers and sisters in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are losing their lives, ya Allah, every single day. Allah, in the month of Ramadan, my Allah, so many, thousands of refugees, my Allah. Whilst we have so much of kajur and dates, my Allah, so much of water and so much of food in our dastarkhan, my Allah, so much of comfort, and we still complain, we still are ungrateful, my Allah. Those brothers and sisters, those masoom children, those babies have nothing. They have nothing, not even a sip of water, no food, except if somebody goes and helps them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody can question your wisdom, my Allah. We know you have got some khair for them, my Allah. But ya Allah, they have been suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, why is our children will be wearing new clothes for Eid, my Allah? Why will we be so happy, my Allah? Ya Allah, where will those children go, my Allah? They've got no parents. They've got no fathers, my Allah. So many are yateem, my Allah. They've got no clothing, no, my Allah. There's nobody to pass the fingers on their head even, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are crying. When those masoom children were running away from the zalimin, my Allah. Those zalimin were so merciless. Ya Allah, they'll attack every child, that little baby running away from the bombardment. They targeted those masoom children. They didn't even spare their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, what zalimin? What oppressors, my Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written for them, if tawbah is not written for them, Ya Allah, you sort them out, my Allah. Remove them, my Allah. Remove them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have yaqeen in you, my Allah. We have yaqeen in you, my Allah. Before the Eid moon will be sighted, my Allah, you will change the conditions, my Allah. You will make the conditions better for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever Musliman is pareshan, my Allah. Remove the parishani, my Allah. Make the aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, Islam and the Muslim have got such a bad image today, my Allah. Our image has been tarnished, my Allah, because of our doings, my Allah. We cheat, we indulge in fraud, we lie, we speak. Ya Allah, we harm our own Muslim brothers, my Allah. We don't display good akhlaq, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah. Ya Allah, in Egypt, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give the right people, ya Allah, to come into the government, my Allah. Make Islam become dominant, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove batil, my Allah. Remove batil, my Allah. In Tunisia, ya Allah, in so many other countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, where there's famine and drought, my Allah, remove that famine and drought, my Allah. Ya Allah, show the West, ya Allah. Help us, ya Allah. You show the West, my Allah. Islam is a peace and loving religion. We are not a religion of terrorism. We love the ummah. We want to save mankind from the fire of Jahannam. We want to save ourselves and mankind. We want everybody to enter into paradise. We want ultimate and true success for mankind. We are kind people. We don't harm any person. We even show kindness to the animals, and even the ants, and even the dogs. Ya Allah, we are kind people, my Allah. We are generous people. Ya Allah, make Islam go into every single home in the world, my Allah. Every country, every city, my Allah. All those who are striving in your path, my Allah, who are going door to door, my Allah, they're striving in your path, my Allah. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Accept their gush, my Allah. Da'awat al-tabliq ki manat qabool farma. Ya Allah, they give us the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the tazkiyah, the khankas, ya Allah, mashayikh, they're making effort of tazkiyah, tasawuf, my Allah. Ya Allah, they just want us to connect to you, my Allah. They're trying to fill our hearts, ya Allah, with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept their efforts, my Allah. Madaris, makatib, darul ulum, my Allah. Hifz classes, my Allah. Holy, what are they saying? Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah. They're reading your name, reading Rasulullah's name, reading Quran, reading Hadith. They're learning your deen, my Allah. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many organizations and societies, my Allah. They're making such a sterling effort, my Allah. They're helping the weak, the widows, the poor. They're doing social work, welfare work. Help them, my Allah. Accept their efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the efforts of the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people, ya Allah, secretly they're doing so much good work of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we only come to know after the person passes away, my Allah. Sometimes we don't even come to know, my Allah. There are so many brothers, ya Allah. Especially those at the time of iftar who are giving us dates and giving us, distributing the water, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the water of the Holy Kothar, my Allah. Give them the food of Jannat, my Allah. Those who have had generous hearts and so many masajid and so many poor people they fed, my Allah. Ya Allah, by means of food and groceries, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them barakat, my Allah. Give them best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those in hospital and ICU, my Allah. There are so many at this very moment, my Allah. So many, they are in different conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, young children, ya Allah. Ya Allah, young children have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, even they have been listening to the program, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, protect us from all diseases and illnesses, my Allah. Make us strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin of the world, my Allah. Of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the marhumin of this ummah, my Allah. Our families, our friends, my Allah. Our musallis, our muta'alliqin, our mashayikh, my Allah. Especially. Allah, Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi. We should cry. Ya Allah, every day in every Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him in Hazari Bila Rahmatullahi Ali, Ya Allah. Lighten the qabrs, Ya Allah. Full of noor, my Allah. Full of noor, anwarat, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be happy in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they made an effort, Ya Allah, for our sake, Ya Allah. You chose them, my Allah. Ya Allah, choose us also, you chose them, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us sincerity, Ya Allah. Do not make us do things for show and riya and ostentation, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us do things for show, my Allah. Give us humility, my Allah. Make us be true leaders in the true sense of the word, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us more than Medina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us such a mood with your reciting the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Give us bari in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us bari in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant it to us, my Allah. One piece of land, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, grant us the holy kothar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't chase us away on that day, my Allah. Make our enemies and be happy, my Allah. Make him be happy with us, my Allah. Make him be happy with us, my Allah. Sahaba ikram will be with him, my Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Usman Ghali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The Ashra Mubashra. All the Sahaba. Ya Allah, your friend the awliya will be there. Ya Allah, where will we be on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? We have got no good amal to present to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, why is they made sacrifices in your path? They would sustain wounds on their bodies, my Allah. They used to tie stones to their bellies, my Allah. They suffered starvation for your sake, my Allah. They were chased away, my Allah. Ya Allah, they were scoffed at, my Allah. They were mocked and ridiculed, my Allah. They endured all those hardships for your sake, my Allah. We just living life of comfort, my Allah. We're making shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we cannot present any good deed towards you, my Allah. On that day, my Allah, don't embarrass our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of our bad deeds, my Allah. How will he feel, my Allah, when our bad deeds will be shown, my Allah? Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have Brahman us, my Allah. You forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives and children. Our progeny, our nasal, our entire zurriyat, my Allah. Don't make there be any person in our progeny who will become a murtad, my Allah. Don't make any person who will lose his iman, my Allah. Those friends of ours, or those people who we know, my Allah. Those family members or any person, Ya Allah, who has left the fold of Islam, my Allah. Bring him or bring her back onto the sirat mustaqim. They made a mistake, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got caught up, Ya Allah, with the wrong company, my Allah. Bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Protect all of us, entire ummah, my Allah. Whichever masjid, my Allah. Haramain Sharifin, Makkah, Medina, Masjid al-Aqsa. Different countries of the world, especially tonight. So many khatamas have been finished. Even tomorrow and 29th night, my Allah. In our country, every masjid, every alim, whatever programs is that are taking place, whichever sheikh, whichever masjid, whichever program, my Allah, accept all the program, my Allah, and especially of this masjid, my Allah, Ya Allah, and protect all of us from the azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us and our zurriyat, our progeny, my Allah. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Make us be in the jamaat of those who are haqq, those who are in hidayat, my Allah. Those who are calling towards your oneness, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from our nafs, my Allah. Protect us from the evil of the living and the dead, my Allah. Protect us from, ya Allah, qaraz, my Allah. So many brothers have got debts on their head, my Allah. They are trying to pay off those debts, my Allah. But it's just piling and accumulating more and more and more, my Allah. Ya Allah, put softness and ram in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them to pay off their debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bhi makruz hai, ya Allah. Help them to pay off their qaraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who can't find jobs, my Allah, you find for them suitable jobs, my Allah. They are battling, my Allah. They are going every single day looking, searching for some work, my Allah, so they can get a few slices of bread to put onto the table, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them dalil, my Allah. Don't make them dalil, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Razak. You are Dhul Quwwati al-Mateen, my Allah. You are Basit, ya Allah. You are the one who spreads rozi, my Allah. Provide for them, provide for us. Provide for us halal and plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers, ya Allah. They've got haja, they've got needs, my Allah. All of us have got needs. Our mothers and sisters and all our other brothers also, who may be listening over the receiver at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got needs, my Allah. We've got hajat. Somebody got a social problem. Somebody some domestic problem. Some problem with a wife. Some problem with the children. Somebody's son is in drugs. Somebody's daughter is in drugs. Ya Allah, they're trying desperately. Help those children. Ya Allah, you help those children. Ya Allah, there are too many now, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's become a scourge of our society, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't control it anymore, my Allah. Every second youngster we meet, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, ya Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are falling into that abyss of guna, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them. Bring them to the masjid, my Allah. Make them be attached to the masjid, my Allah. Make them true flag bearers of Islam, my Allah. You help them, my Allah. You guide them, my Allah. Open your barakat upon them, my Allah. Open your favors upon them, my Allah. You honor them, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. حفاظت فرما ان کی جان کی حفاظت فرما ان کی اعمال کی حفاظت فرما give them good education my Allah make them pass the exam with flying colors my Allah keep them in good company my Allah don't make them go towards bad my Allah protect them from drugs my Allah protect them from zina my Allah from rave clubs my Allah protect us from music and television my Allah and pornographic material my Allah ya Allah we are getting caught my Allah protect our youth especially ya Allah they are getting caught in the web of shaitan my Allah especially with the internet my Allah and all the new technology that's coming out my Allah, you protect them, my Allah. You protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got hajat and needs, my Allah. So many husbands and wives are fighting, my Allah. So many wives have got talaq, my Allah. Even in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. They're sent back to their parents' home with bruises on their body, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Tu karam ka mamla farma. Unite our hearts. Unite husband and wife, my Allah. Children who are disobedient, make them obedient, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the parents fulfill the rights of the children, my Allah. Make the rights fulfill the parents' rights, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Musallis, ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have got depression, my Allah. They're suffering from depression, my Allah. They have taken every type of medication, my Allah. They're sitting in a recluse, my Allah. They're sitting in a locked room, my Allah. In darkness, my Allah. They are feeling miserable, my Allah. So many have got wasawis, my Allah. The insinuations of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove this bimari, my Allah. Remove this bimari, my Allah. Whatever bimari we got, whatever hajat we've got today, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. You are well aware of all our hajat. Ya قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله so many youngsters of marriageable age يا الله you find them suitable marriage partners يا الله they want to live a life of chastity my Allah They don't want to commit zina, my Allah. You find in the most beautiful and the most perfect partners. You bless them with happiness, ya Allah. Bliss and afiyat and taqwa. Give them a life of happiness and give them pious children. Give them an offspring that is healthy, my Allah. Will become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. There are so many women who are in hospitals giving birth. Oh, who are expecting, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make their birth be easy for them, ya Allah. Ya Allah. So many of them, ya Allah, who are married, my Allah, they've got no children, my Allah. They are trying for so long, my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with pious, healthy children, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have children, my Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Fulfill our needs and desires regarding them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make them work be easy for them, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, makbuleen, my Allah. Make them mashayikh of the zaman, my Allah. Make all those huffaz who are doing hifz, ya Allah. Those youngsters who are becoming hafiz of the Quran, they're finding difficult. Make it be easy for them. Make them be jayid huffaz, my Allah. Those who are becoming ulama, make them good ulama, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever profession they're doing, ya Allah, make us be first good Muslim, my Allah. Then make us be successful in our profession, my Allah. Do not make us become consumed by dunya, my Allah. Do not make our heart be covered with dunya and love of dunya, my Allah. Help us to focus on akhirat, my Allah. Especially in the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Grant us istiqamat and steadfastness. Make our masjid be abad and full, my Allah. Every salat, especially salatul fajr, my Allah. Especially for fajr salat, my Allah. Like how it is filled tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you. Give us the tawfiq. Have pity upon us, my Allah. Have rahm upon us, my Allah. We have turned to you, my Allah. No, we have not turned to any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our dua. Accept our dua. Accept our dua. Give us laylatul qadr, my Allah. Shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. At this very moment now, my Allah. Shower your mercy from the skies, my Allah. Make us feel the tranquility. Make us feel the serenity. Make us feel that peace, my Allah. Make us become yours now. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, you are not blind, my Allah. You are not deaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. You are sami', you are basir, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become yours, my Allah. Make us Allah wahla, my Allah. Make us pious, my Allah. Make us muttaqeen. We have read in the kitab far too long, my Allah, about pious friends of yours, my Allah. About arifin, about ashiqeen. Make us taste that, my Allah. Make that become a reality for us, my Allah. Give us halawat of iman, sweetness of iman, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, remove our sorrows, our grief, our hardship, calamities, miseries, musibat, afat, zillat. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna, zidna wa la tanqusna, a'tina wa la tahrimna, athirna wa la tu'thir alayna. Allahumma ansurna wa la tansur alayna, Allahumma a'inna wa la tu'in alayna, Allahumma amkurlana wa la tamkur alayna, Allahumma arzina warzu anna. Allah, tu razi banja, ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, we've got no voice left, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we've got no voice. What else can we do, my Allah? A beggar will knock on the window. He'll knock on the window. He'll knock on the window until finally the person gives him some crumbs of bread and sends him away, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door today. Have pity on us, my Allah. We've got no voice left, my Allah. We've got no tears left, my Allah. Ya Allah, ham nadi mein tu kabool farma. Tu kabool farma. Accept all our brothers here, all our mothers and sisters. Ya Allah, those who are languishing in presence, my Allah. They are so pareshan, my Allah. Years have been by. They haven't seen the faces of their masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, reunite them. Remove them from the prisons. Remove them, my Allah. Remove them. Reunite them, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Taqabbal minna. Accept our roza. Accept our Ramadan. Accept our tarawih. Taqabbal minna. Tu qabool farma. Tu qabool farma. Don't make us mardub, my Allah. Don't make us amongst those people. The month of Ramadan came and went by, and still they're not forgiven. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Don't make us be miserable ones, unfortunate, unlucky. Make us be successful. On the day of Laylatul Jaiza, give us that prize the night before Eid. On Eid day, ya Allah, give us that prize, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, all those people who requested duas, fulfill all the jais murads, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.